Thanks very much, Chris. It's always a great honour to be appointed as team manager for an Irish team. No matter who they are, whether they be schoolboys or elite, it's always a great honour to be there and represent your country at European Championships.
Now, in terms of the schoolboys' representation, it's not an easy task selecting from so many clubs all around the country. What does the actual process entail?
The process entails it's 13 and 14-year-old boxers, Chris, the schoolboys, that go into the Europeans. And it's the winners of the junior cadets. That's what the name of the championships. And there was 23 weights fought for, but there's only 18 at the championships. So there's 18 boxers go. And a 13-year-old could be boxing a 14-year-old, you know what I mean? Mm. So that's us all, 13 and 14-year-olds, and we have 18 national national senior or junior cadet championships going, you know.
So for these boxers, for a few of them, would this be the first time that they've been outside of Ireland for something of this magnitude?
For the biggest majority of them, Chris, this will be their first time ever outside or to represent their country or anything, you know. And we're away to Valencia and Romania from the 16th to the 26th of this month of July, you know.
And the Irish standings in these schoolboys' championships, where would we normally sort of rank in Europe?
Oh, very, very highly, Chris. We've always got a medal or two at the schoolboys. Almost every couple of years, you know, that we get a medal here, or sometimes a couple of medals, you know. Unfortunately, we had no Donegal boxers winners at these championships, but we have two from the northwest. We have young Cathair Gormley from Meadown Olympic in Derry, and we have Danny McHugh from the Two Castles in Newton Stewart. That's the two local boxers will be going, and the rest of them's all spread all around the country, from Cork over to Kildare, Chris, you know.
Had there been some Donegal competitors at the finals of the cadets?
There was only the two competitors, and both were beat at the semi-final stages, Chris. This competition lasted over 3 weekends, you know.
But it does come in cycles. I mean, some years you've stronger boxers coming out than others.
That's right, Chris. It's like everything else. Every club has its turn and every county has its turn. One year you get a Farraga champions and the next year none at all, you know. So that's the way it runs, the same as any other sport, you know.
Well, boxing has been in the headlines, a little bit of controversy at the higher end of Irish amateur boxing, but certainly at the lower end, I mean, you still have that steady flow coming through schoolboys, and we have people to look up to like Jason Quigley, and you can see the numbers involved in clubs in counties like Donegal, big numbers.
That's right, Chris. Very, very big numbers, and we have 15 clubs affiliated now for the coming season as well, you know, and there's a big influx of boxers, boys and girls. Like, whatever happens in Dublin, we carry on with the boxing in our county, and every other county is the same. Like, it's up, the clubs, that's where the boxing starts, in the clubs, and if there are no clubs, there are no boxers. That's where they start. It's like a conveyor belt, and the young boys start off at 11 years of age. I'm their club, and they go from there, you know. And you mentioned Jason Quigley. I wish Donegal had another couple of men like him, but it would be great, you know, because he's an exceptional man, you know. He'll probably go on to be world champion, you know.
So for boxers going over to the European Championships, how many rounds are there? How long are the rounds? And how many rounds how many bouts will you have to go through to win a medal?
Well, it'll depend on the entry, Chris. You know, they don't start the 18th, so we wouldn't know the actual entry at all. We know that there's 18 boxers from Ireland going, 18 champions. You know, there are 18 weights in Ireland. So usually it would be three or four contests to come under the medals, Chris. It's a long competition because with the 18 weights under, it used to be 14. When Stephen O'Reilly boxed on them, Stephen O'Reilly from Funtowns, but now it's up to 18 weights, you know. Mm. And there's a lot of boxing over 10 days, you know, so it's a long enough competition now, Chris.
And finally, Peter, in terms of the calendar for the next month or so here in Donegal, what have we got to look forward to on the local boxing front?
Well, most of the clubs is on a low now, Chris. The end of August, you know, they take a wee bit of a break, like, you know, now at the minute. But what we have tomorrow as well, we have LaBiche Clark from Carndonna and Chloe McDade from the Ellie's Golden Gloves heading out to Bulgaria to the the championships tomorrow, the European Gears Championships, you know, European youth, you know, so that's another big plus for Donegal boxing. Donegal strongly represented, boys and girls, Chris.
Yeah, and you mentioned there, I mean, the girls boxing, we have seen a considerable increase in the numbers taking part, and girls from Donegal doing particularly well.
Particularly well is right, Chris. They done very, very well there. They're strongly represented there. They had an international as well in Leeds and Selby and Leeds there 2 weeks ago when young Chloe McDade boxed there as well, you know. And she's doing very, very well. She's an up-and-coming boxer, great prospect, you know, as is Lavish Clark, who has won 10 national titles. So it's all good for Donegal boxing, Chris, and no matter what's going on with it at top of the ladder in Dublin, like, we just have to carry on with our clubs day-to-day basis and do our best, you know.
Great, Peter. There we'll leave it. We wish you every success in Romania.
Thanks very much, Chris. Thank you.
Thank you. Peter O'Donnell from Rafu, who will be the Irish manager of that schoolboys team who are going out representing Ireland at the European Schoolboys Boxing Championships later on this month.